When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yoo-hoo.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, 2023 stylies coming at ya?
Can you believe it? 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing 2022 and a half on all my checks still.
I was just as you were saying that, Tim, or right before you said it.
Word.
I said, there's always a new take on that. Still writing the blank on my checks.
So this year's new take was 22 and a half?
Well, I guess I haven't heard that one before, but people are like, I've heard one that's like, oh, it's 2023. I'm still writing 2019 on my checks. Like, you know.
Right.
Or have you heard ones where they flip out checks and they're like, I'm still writing 2022 on my
ass
taxes or whatever it is.
Taxi pads.
I feel like I tweeted a funny one at one point. What was it? Well, I have to go to Twitter for that. Elon Musk's Twitter.
I'm excited for the new year, but doesn't 2023 feel like just an awkward number?
No.
Like 2022, yeah, that's a number. 2024, you're like, oh, that's even better. 2023 is like this clumsy in between.
2023 is good. That's the one.
That's interesting.
That's the one?
Mm-hmm.
For us.
That's the one.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk resolutions. What do you got?
Wait a minute, I'm still talking about. I want to weigh in if I think Jeff's idea is right or not.
Is 2023 a lame, awkward in between year?
I say yes. It doesn't seem like an exciting number, 2023.
No. Numerically, it's just awful to look at.
Jeff, don't do this to us. We need an exciting year. We've had a lot of boring years. Stop this.
That's true.
All right, I take it all back.
Resolutions? Yes. What will I resolve to do this time around? You look at me, I'm growing a beard.
Mm.
I saw Tim's mustache and I said to myself, I remember when I had that mustache over the summer. I'm going to do that too.
Mm. Yeah, it's fun.
And maybe by the time we all go on tour in the spring, Jeff will have a mustache.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
It'll be ZZ Top. ZZ Slop.
I'll only shave this if it's like, hey, you got to do this for an audition or something. I'll say, right away.
No.
That's good to tempt fate like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everything seems to happen. Anything good that comes down the pike seems to come at the cost of something else. So you might as well get that beard going to tempt fate for a role that you got to shave for.
I got a job as a model at Smooth Face Industries.
Mm. Well, resolutions, Tim. Normally, I'm a 1080p guy, but this time I'm looking at 4K this year.
Stop! Geek shit, man.
That's just one for the geeks out there, baby.
What are you to a resolution?
Take that shit to Comic-Con.
Hanford is taking out his earbuds. Don't know why that's happening. We're in the middle of a record.
I'm seeing it seems quiet in my left.
Hmm.
Oh my God, is this my new 2023 thing? Is my left ear seems quieter
than
my right?
No, that's cool.
No, but it's not.
It's good. It's a sign of maturity to have one good ear and one bad ear.
Mike, you know your 2023 thing, and all the slopheads who subscribe to our Patreon, the Sloppy Boys Blowout, know that this week we had an astrologer come read our charts, and
yes,
we found out that the Sloppy Boys band is going to have a really big year this year, and even bigger 2024. So what it might be is us putting ourselves out there, trying things, doing collabs, getting out there, hustling, hustle culture, M Drive.
Sigma grinds.
And right. Then
ooh, M Drive.
2024 is where the windfall of money finally comes in.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
it's good. So slopheads, look forward to that world tour, international tour in 2024.
I mean, we've already done that. We played Vancouver.
Yeah, we're an internationally touring band.
That's true. So let's not even work towards that. We already did it.
Should we not do work towards anything on a day-to-day level? We shouldn't really grind?
Well, yeah. 2024, no. You grind in 2023. 2024, you just let the riches pour in.
I'm going to continue on with my grind set mindset. It's paying off, so.
Good.
Hustle culture.
Oh, what's going to happen in 2023? I always feel like around this time of year, you're like, oh my God, it's 2023. Next year will be 2024. And then all year, I don't even think of what the date the year is.
Not writing a lot of
or
checks,
do I
huh?
give a shit?
Well, do you guys want to get into some booze news?
Sure.
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news. Hit it.
Well, we got a big show today. You guys want to get into some bip, bip, bip?
Good bip, bip, bip today.
Bip, bip, bop. Mmm, bop, dip, it, bop.
Bip, 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 bip.
I'm the Foos News, hit it! Bip, 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 bip. Bip, bip, bip. I'm the Foos News, hit it! Bip, 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 bip. The words bip bip come to mind.
Hmm. Wonder what that could be.
Scatman Booze News was sent to us by HGH Wells from the Sloppy Boy, the Sloppy Boys Discord, which you can gain access to if you subscribe to our Patreon. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
I tell you, I thought he was going to get into the Catman, saying the Catman there, because you started the
you know, we don't call Tim Catman as much on the pod as I thought we would.
I don't really call him that much anyway.
Sort of Mitch's thing.
Mike Mitchell calls me Catman.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
He can do that on Doughboys. Here we call you Timothy.
You know when you have a nickname and then the person's mad at you? It's kind of funny. There have been a handful of times where Mitch is like, Catman. Call me Catman when he's mad. Catman!
Catman, you're such a cat.
Okay, folks. Top story in booze news.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hard Arizona iced tea. You've heard?
Mm. No.
I've heard.
They did it. We have, you know, we don't talk about too much of these hard sodas and hard seltzers and stuff like that, but Arizona, the beloved iced tea company, has put out hard iced teas. It was about time. I mean, there's been Mike's hard iced tea, but then there's the White Claw teas and there's all the teas and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we got, you know, lemon and peach and green tea and half and half, like an Arnold Palmer type of thing, 5% alcohol. I don't even care too much to talk about it, but here's what I wanted to bring up to you guys.
It's the top story of booze news. You don't care too much.
You don't care about talking about the top story? What type of newsman are you?
Here's the thing is I'm the editor-in-chief, and I want to get kind of editorial on this one.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Taking an interesting direction. Mm-hmm. Arizona iced tea tall boy cans. Is that a part of your life? Does that mean something to you? Do you get those at the gas station?
It did when they maybe when I was in high school or middle school. That was the thing that was like, whoa, look at this fucking huge thing. It's cheap as hell.
The 99-cent can, right? Mm-hmm.
They still do that. Like that's their their calling card.
That's what I was gonna bring up. The price has been 99 cents since guess what year?
1997. Ooh.
And I read an article about this, and they did the math. And you know, if you don't raise your prices, you lose to inflation. And that can of iced tea should be by 2023 standards, $1.84. So it's half price. So they're just kind of taking that hit. And It reminds me of, you know, the thing about the Costco hot dog and soda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's $1.50 for a jumbo hot dog and like a medium soda. And the CEO has said they will never change it. They have no plans to change it. It's always been that way.
Yeah.
It's just that.
It's like, that's the advertisement for it.
Right.
It's like, it's cheap.
It gets the asses
I think
the
that the guy who said it too, I think also is famously like threatened the person who who pitched raising the price. Like, I think something along the lines of like, if you raise the price of the hot dog, I will fucking kill you or something like that.
There is something nice though about that constant. I've had that hot dog at Costco once in my life. And I've had had some cans of Arizona back in the day. But I think for me, when I'm doing like fast food drive through, I like the stability of those 99-cent mm-hmm. burgers. True. At like every burger chain kind of keeps one burger that's 99 cents. And I like
one in the back.
Yeah. And it gets worse and worse over time, but we don't worry about that. I'll tell you one thing that makes me feel fucking old is just inflation. That's probably the number one thing that makes me feel old. Mm. Because I remember when my dad would say like, damn, a gallon of milk used to cost 50 cents when I was a kid. And I would just, it meant nothing to me. You might as well be like speaking a foreign language. And now whenever I get a Starbucks thing and I'm like, damn, when I first moved to LA, a large iced coffee was $1.99. I just feel like such a fossil.
Yeah. What is a large iced coffee nowadays?
It's like $4.
Damn. Now that's
inflation. I don't even think about prices. I've sort of, I feel like this is a very generational thing for us where I'm just like, hey man, I'm just living, but I'll drink a $9 coffee. I'll have a $20 beer. I don't give a fuck. There's no part of me that's saving or dreaming of a future. I'm just sort of like, that looks good. I'll take it.
Yeah, agreed.
There is something where like I've only noticed prices recently because of like, just like sort of the immediate inflation because of the pandemic. I don't really know what the problem is, but you look at like
the pandemic changed so many things about life. We couldn't go out. We couldn't gather together.
Like we did this Christmas season.
We had to wear masks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people were wearing masks. Some people said, I don't want to wear the mask.
I have never Zoomed so much in my life.
Yeah. You never Zoomed before the pandemic. Crazy.
Actually, the pandemic came along. I was Skyping everyone. Skype, Skype, Skype this.
I've never gotten Skype to work. I don't think I've ever had a successful Skype.
Even in its heyday, never worked.
Never worked.
I try to Skype with my tax lady every year, and she's like, what's your Skype login? I'm like, I think it's my email. And she's like, not working. I'm like, I think it's my phone number. And not working.
I think it's my Zoom name.
You just FaceTime me, you accountant.
You accountant. Wait, I was going to say something about inflation. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's something out there that's happening these days known as shrinkflation. You know what that is?
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, the pool was cold. Watch it, Jeff. We don't want to talk about
what?
That right now. Shrinkflation. Say you got a bag of Doritos, right? They keep the price
3D
the same.
Or what?
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah, these are 3D. No. These are the regular nacho, spicy nacho.
Got it.
Do they say in small print on all the bags now 2D?
Yeah.
Just to let everybody know, like, legally, these aren't the 3D ones.
I remember when the 3D Doritos came out, they were like, the big commercial for it was like, they were shooting around maybe a laundromat? Like, someone opened them up and but it was like, why? They're 3D, so they like zip around the room and like they bounce off the stuff?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, why don't they be bouncing everywhere?
Also, didn't they come in like a plastic Pringle can? Like they had to be in something that would protect it. Because if you put it in a normal bag, they'll get crushed.
Oh, so would regular
2D chips get crushed, let alone 3D. They're that much more vulnerable.
I feel like their reference point for them bouncing around was like Matrix bullet time. You know,
yeah, that's kind of what
they're yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember them bouncing off of some lady's butt in the laundromat.
Damn.
So they were able to sustain a butt bounce. Anyway, so you say you got a bag of Doritos, Cool Ranch. No, what do we say? Nacho, spicy nacho. They don't change the price, but they just give you less of the chip.
Shrinkflation, yeah. I've heard of
that. Give you less. Now that you mention it.
Well, that's what's happening with the Arizona teas and the Costco hot dogs and the 99-cent burgers and stuff. I'm sure that is just simply the laborers are getting less wage. That's all that happens. Yeah. You know, like,
or the ingredients are bad.
Yeah, it's more dryer lint. Mm.
you know, Arizona is one of those companies I'll see like a a can of it somewhere or an ad for it or something. And I'm just like, oh, that, now I just associate that, I associate that with like 90s throwback clothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a thing for a while with the Arizona art on the cans where you could get like streetwear sweaters that looked like it.
Yeah.
The same way that like Fuck Jerry stole the 90s cup with like the sort of like teal zigzag.
Oh, yeah.
It's like out of fashion now, but it hit me a couple years ago that I was like, oh, the Arizona. Now, every time I see that, I think of shirts.
You'll still see it occasionally. Somebody will have like a pair of Jordans that are like the Arizona iced tea edition.
Sure, but they're falling way out of fashion years
ago. I prefer later. Fruit.
Way out of fashion, Michael. I've never seen you take such a hard stance on
fashion.
Well, he's at Paris Fashion Week every week.
The color scheme.
Every week I go down there and they say, not yet, not this week. Damn, I'll be back. Would you just let me know?
Speaking of fashion, you know what's really funny to me is... you know how Van Arsdalen, when everybody started wearing like tighter jeans when we first moved to LA 15 years ago, and he said, I don't like it. I'm waiting it out. No, I'm waiting this one out.
Oh, it worked.
And because everybody was getting away from the baggy jeans, away from the bootcut jeans into like the Strokes jeans. And the,
yeah.
You know, and then and I told him the other day, I told him, you did it. You effectively did it. I'm seeing the big jeans are back and you look great.
Do you think that during that whole 15 years, was he just thinking about that all day, every day? That's what he was doing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing here, right? He goes on dates and like, you know, you're probably thinking my pants look stupid, but you know I'm doing something great.
You may think I'm stupid, but...
I remember my dad as a kid. He was, when I was a kid, he was like, bell bottoms. He was like, bell bottoms, they're going to come back. They're going to come back. And then, like, you know, the 70s look came back and people were wearing bell bottoms. He was like, see?
Yeah.
Son, see?
Son, look at that person. Like, they're wearing
bell
bottoms.
Dad, I gave you no resistance on this. It's fine.
I asked you to just stop talking about pants. Ah, yes. Dad's talking about pants. Is there anything more 2023?
Yeah.
What's going to happen in 2020? So much happened in 2022, didn't it? But I can't remember.
Yeah, but what's going to happen in 2023?
I know. What's going to happen? What's going to be the craziest thing that happens?
Well, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
Now, I would love to hear about the drink of the day.
Oh.
Well... the drink of the day, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let a friend of mine, Brad Paisley, tell you about the drink of the day. Jeff, why don't you go ahead and play my little...
Nice.
Not bad.
Inflatable pool, full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. So began my love affair with water.
We're talking about water today.
What the fuck?
Talking water.
That's song? Ridiculous.
That's the song Water by Brad Paisley. from his album, let's see, American Saturday Night, that came out in 2010.
Is there a verse about like owning a boat and stuff? Is that what happens?
Yeah, it's like you know, standing next to like getting a place by the water, like being down there with your friends.
Really?
Just water.
Man, Brad Paisley. Music.
Any call to action about like there's too much plastic in the water now or something?
I don't think he gets there.
He just
damn, okay.
It is great. A 4 minute, 4+ minute song though. But I didn't listen all the way through it. He's a guy who, you know, huge country star, but he's got songs like about the internet or like celebrity. He kind of strays from the like talking about broken hearts and booze type stuff.
Yeah.
But yes, folks, the time has come. We are talking about two H's and an O.
Oh, wow. Okay.
An oxygen with two hydrogens stuck right to it. You've heard, you've had.
Yes, for sure.
I've heard, I've had, and I'm not doing dry January, but to the people doing dry January, this is a building block of life.
This is for them. This is the building block. It's also kind of the building block of all the booze cocktails and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of water. Yeah, you betcha.
Hey, you can't make ice without that cold, hard water.
Mm-hmm. yes. H2O. We love it. It's made up. But let me give you run some facts by you.
Great.
Great.
60% of our bodies are made up of H2O. I always thought it was 80%. Wasn't that always the kind of the running thing? 80%?
It used to be 80, but it dropped down to 60.
Inflation.
Shrinkflation. The Earth is 71% water. The Earth.
Wow.
Remember that? Yeah. And how about this? I looked it up. You know, usually when we do a cocktail, you say, when did it start? How long has it been around?
Yeah.
Water has been on the Earth. You just look up, how old is water? And they had an answer for you. 4.4 billion years.
Ooh. Doesn't get much further back than that.
Nope.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's a number that I don't really understand. 4.404, and then there's a plus and minus over each other.
And means then, like, does that mean just like basically like give or take?
But then there's more, 0.008 billion years ago. So people are saying, you know, nearly 5 billion, which I think that means.
Wow.
But I don't understand what that number means. That's some science, some math numbers we didn't have where I grew up.
Oh, so 5 billion years ago, I guess that's the, but you're talking about probably around the birth of Joe Biden.
Nice. I hope this is a political year for you, Tim. I hope you get political.
I hope he's listening. I hope he heard that. I don't care.
Yeah, he probably heard it crank through his million megawatt ear plugs. Hey, ear. What are those
he's
things?
He's listening on the old thing? Phonograph, huh? What they say?
Hearing aid. Hearing aid.
Hearing aid. That's what I'm fucking trying to say. Jesus Christ. Well, yeah. So, water. How did it get here? That's what the big question is.
That's what we want to know,
I was reading about it, and it seems to be the prevailing theory seems to be asteroids that had frozen water on them smashed into the Earth, and it was left there.
Ice cubes?
Yeah, flying ice cubes around. But my real question is, like, how did water even start? And I couldn't really find that. Or maybe
signs
I was
of
reading,
water on Mars, right? We found a water morsel there once.
Yeah, and I drank it up. But I think, I can't really tell, and maybe I was reading this, some of these articles are so dense with what they're talking about, like astrophysics stuff. Surprise, surprise, I don't understand a lot of it.
Well, asking where water came from is pretty, that's like a question a four-year-old asks.
It's nuts.
We have it, but...
It's just like water, like oxygen and hydrogen were zipping around and it's just smashed into each other.
I don't understand, like, where, because you'd think we would always have the same amount of water, right? Because, like, it evaporates, it collects in the clouds, it rains back down. You drink it, you piss it out, it goes in the sewer, it comes up in the lake, you drink it, you piss it. But we lose it, right? Like, some of that evaporation gets zipped out in space or something. I don't know.
There was this one thing I was reading was saying that, like, when the Earth was still forming, when it was smaller, it didn't have a big gravitational pull. So we lost a lot of hydrogen that way. But I don't know if we're still losing hydrogens. Nobody would tell me.
You're making phone calls? Now, are we going to start talking about water as a beverage?
We could.
Yeah, I would like that.
I'd like that, yeah.
Let's do it, because I think I've run out of the little fun facts for this thing. Hmm. But I will say this. Go onto the, like, just water Wikipedia or, like, the origin of water. It's just, even if you don't necessarily understand it or care, it gets you thinking about, like, wow, where did everything come from, man?
Oh, man. I know a certain type of thing that you can smoke that makes you have those type of thoughts.
Yeah. Water. Out of a water bong.
Ooh. Now, what are your feelings on water? You know, there's people that are like, I don't, it's rare, but there are people that are like, I don't drink water. And then there are people that are like, hell yeah, baby, water. As a beverage, how do you feel about it?
I like it, and I will say this, I know I don't drink enough of it.
Yeah, you know when I drink the most water is when I have a good water bottle that I like.
The Nalgene kind of tricks you into chugging.
Yeah, and you just wake up and you're like, that's my water bottle, I fill it, and I take it with me.
Because I've done the thing, Jeff, what you're talking about, where I'll be like, I want to have water more, so I'll find a nice water bottle somewhere, and it doesn't like, I don't like the way it like fits on my mouth, and I was like, this is kind of, I don't like this.
Yeah. But and like you definitely don't want to be chasing just individual glasses around. That's too much.
I do. I'll tell you. That's my. I don't do the water container. And I really like a restaurant water more. but here's my main water. And I'm going to do this when we get into when the time comes. I've made my recipe for my special water.
Oh, yeah.
That I do this. I work from home. I'm a writer. So I got to create a day for myself sometimes. You know, you got to create some structure around here. Yeah. And one thing, and I like to chug of the water. Speaking of which, there was an article recently about rethinking hydration. Like coffee is not as diuretic as we think. And if you drink a nice coffee, you might be hydrating. Anyway, that was a side note. Here's what I do with water. I have this water that gets me very excited, and I'll keep it as a little treat for myself, which is, you know, there's a pint glass, right? A glass pint glass.
I love it. Yeah.
But do you you know a British pint?
It's got like a little curve up top. Like
It's got the little curve toward the top. So I have one of those glasses.
Yeah.
And what I do, I don't use a Brita. I just go straight from the tap. But I put a few ice cubes into this British pint glass. Then I go to the sink, fill it up with water. Now, what you're thinking here is, oh, well, the ice is cold, but then the tap water was warm. So there's that tension between the cubes and the room temperature water. You don't want to drink it then. You don't want to drink it. You need to let it sit. And now a lot of people will just think, oh, well, maybe I let it sit for a second. No. I place the glass on the kitchen counter. I go back to sit in my office. And then 15, 20, 30 minutes later, the cubes are fully gone. The condensation has built up on the outside of the pint, and I pick it up and I gulp, 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 drink it.
Okay.
And it's so, I don't know why, but it's so pleasant to me. Maybe if it's even gotten a little bit warmer in the meantime, but it has no cubes in it, but it's a cold, drippy, condensed glass. And I do think that maybe I think of that as like, I'm out at a restaurant and I haven't been drinking my water because I had a cocktail or something, but then at the end, especially like, let's say you're at a sushi bar or a Chinese restaurant. You had a lot of soy sauce, so it's salty. Mm-hmm. You need that water, but the cubes have been melting the whole meal. And now finally.
Oh, yeah. So you like to drink melted ice specifically. That's your preferred form of water.
I like melted ice more than I like straight water.
Who was it who was just telling me? I got to remember who this was. Who was just telling me Tim is an interesting person. I got to go find that person and slap him in the face.
Rough him up a little bit. You misled me.
I'm kidding. That is exciting, actually, to have a way to enjoy water. That's like
I love it. It gets my hand all wet. It's cold in the hand. It's drippy. It drips all over.
Here I was waiting for like a lemon to come out or something. No such thing. Just time.
I told you this, that I had a whole segment of my life before M-Drive where my...
no, that's how I think of you, is pre-M-Drive and post-M-Drive.
When I would get home from a jog, I would have water with... a little bit of apple cider vinegar in it.
Right.
And then, because my mom was like, apple cider vinegar is good for you. And I like it.
How big is that? Is this a big glass or you just...
This would be the same giant glass that I love so much. And then just the bottle, like a little tablespoon probably of
vinegar. But you're really sitting with that flavor, huh?
Yeah, I like
the apple cider vinegar flavor.
But I like anything that taints the water, makes it weird, makes me think I'm doing something. But then I eventually was like, I should Google and see what apple cider vinegar is... like when you drink. I Googled like drinking apple cider vinegar and I found all these articles that were like, yeah, you can drink apple cider vinegar. Just try not to have too much. And it was like, if you want to put apple cider vinegar in your water, try not to exceed 2 tablespoons. And I did not find anything saying like, yes, you should do this. It was like saying like, you're allowed.
It's non-toxic.
Yeah.
If you insist.
You're allowed to do now, that.
Tim, when you're on a run, do you bring water with you? No, I don't either. I wait for it. That's my treat when I get home.
I'll tell you what I do with water. When I do bring it on runs sometimes, especially if it's hot, hot, hot. But I don't like coming home and getting the Brita out of the fridge and pouring it and then drinking the water then because it's so cold. Too cold.
Oh, okay.
You know, like it's like seizes your throat up. So I will... I'll sometimes do half of the Brita and then half out of the sink. But you know what I love? We were talking about water bottles before. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a Gatorade bottle. I'll buy a Gatorade, drink the Gatorade. I'll keep the bottle around for a little bit because for some reason I like the way it fits in my hand and I like the mouth feel on it.
You're talking about the wide-ish bottle, the step guy. Okay,
kind of what I would consider the, like,
The classic.
The classic looking bottle.
That's good.
I'll fill one of those up and just have it by my desk when I'm working and glug, glug, glug it away.
Let me ask you this. A bottle of water, let's say an Arrowhead or a Poland Spring bottle of water. Mm-hmm. You're working an office job. You don't have, there's no big cooler. So you're going to go and you're going to drink one of those. I can't really drink them straight out of the fridge. It's too cold. I reach for the room temperature.
That's what I'm saying.
Arrowhead bottle, and I rip the plastic and I pull it right out of the stack because I don't want the 40 degree one from the fridge. I can't chug it.
Yeah, you can really chug a room temp.
Yep, yeah. I like that. Hey, on birthday boys, remember they all gave us Contigo water bottles with like the trigger on it.
Yeah.
It was like a seal trigger.
It like flipped it open, right?
Because you could drink it that way from any direction. Like I'd be laying in bed and just like, you just put the water bottle to your dome and hit the trigger and
Contigo. You see some of those people, those were good. Some people have those water bottles like by their desk. It's like giant. It's like a gallon and a half.
Like a hydro flask.
And it's like, drink this and then this. You're almost there. It has like a little.
Keep it up. Yeah. You made it. Yeah.
Well, Neil.
There's also an app like that.
Yeah, oh, really? That just, like, chimes in?
It sends you a notification, like, hey, you're cool. Drink some water, why don't you, dude?
I think it was at Neil's house. He had one of those on top of his fridge. I was like, whoa, is that, like, really how much you're supposed to drink a day? He's like, no, because there's other ones. I think he got it as a gift or something. He's like, then I have this other one. It's a different size and says the same stuff on it.
You know what I heard is that you're supposed to have...
I need my water now.
Yeah, go ahead and take a little sip.
No, it's you can't get into the drink of the day yet. No.
Hey, count as first sips.
We do first sips during segment two.
This isn't my first sip because I've got different water for my first sip.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was the same number of hydrogens and one oxygen.
Yeah, but this one is a strawberry mango water.
Oh. Well, we haven't even gotten into that.
Watch out. Those are good.
Supposed to have, you take your weight. You take that number in pounds.
150.
Mm-hmm, 123.
Cut it in half.
75.
And then that you're supposed to drink that much in ounces. So me, 160, I'm supposed to drink 80 ounces a day of water.
Damn.
Too many.
That's what I heard.
Water, it's supposed to help you lose weight. You're supposed to, a good thing is like wake up and chug a whole bunch of water right away. Well, I don't know why.
That's hard for me. My stomach doesn't like that when I do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink two hot cups of coffee in bed looking at your phone for an hour before you start your day?
Spilling them all over your face.
Do you prop yourself up in bed? You sit up in the bed, Jeff?
You got to prop up in bed to drink anything unless you have the Contigo. Then you got 360 drink availability.
The Contigo, I think, did hots and colds very well.
The Contigo was great, and it's when I drank the most water consistently, and I did it for a long time. But I had it for too long, probably didn't clean it right. And when I got into the lid one time, I was like, oh, I think this is not clean or cleanable.
Not cleanable.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like is when you're going through one of those phases where you're like, I've been doing pretty good on water. You know, this month I've been drinking my 80 ounces. You fucking piss all day. All day you're pissing. Oh,
yeah.
I got to get up. I'm sitting at my desk. I got to walk. I got to take out my dick.
Yeah.
I got to unzip my Levi's, slide down my BVDs, part my pubes.
Oh, yeah.
And pluck.
That's the left side and then my little the right.
Pink prick. That's me searching around for it.
Oh, man.
There it is.
That was. I love that in the dick shrinking Ray sketch we did. Somebody's looking in somebody else's pants for their dick because they claim that it was shrunk, and then we have the script called for pube rustling noises, like the guy's like pawing around another guy's waistband, and you hear like dry leaves.
Very good. Very detail-oriented.
Yeah, detail-oriented. Hey, all this pube talk has gotten me really thirsty. Do you guys want to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have waters in hand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I can't wait to get into my kitchen and see if my cubes have fully melted and condensed on the outside of my British pint.
Okay, great.
Okay, this is good. See you back here soon.
Folks, we'll be right back after this.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
We're back, water in hand.
Ooh.
I went on the rocks.
Oh, nice. Now, Tim, you're from the tap.
Yep. With Jeff's cubes tap almost fully melted.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, you're Brita.
Yeah, I'm Brita.
And I'm at a hotel, mm-hmm. and I went tap as well. No ice.
Ooh, served up.
Served up in a paper cup. And I don't think it's going to be any good.
All right, for sips.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Not cold enough out of the tap.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you... Oh, what? Like, sometimes it's too cold, sometimes it's not cold enough. I feel like this is a user error.
Yeah, for sure. Hmm. This is... It tastes bad, too.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
It tastes a little... Huh?
Chlorine-y?
Not even chlorine. Just like you're gonna.
Does it taste like hair?
You're gonna hate me when I say this, but it tastes a little ashy.
Oh, God damn it! I hate you for that.
It's you know, sometimes you get tap water and it kind of like coats your tongue, like it feels like thicker than it should be.
Yeah, that's it. That's shouldn't coat thing. Your tongue.
No, it shouldn't cut your tongue. No. You know, there's hard water and soft water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like all that stuff. Water should just be water.
Yeah, what makes that? The pipes, the source, what?
I don't know.
The heat?
It's but the hard pH bad. Balance.
It's the pH. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, the pH shit.
Acids and bases and such.
Well, what do you got going over there, Jeff?
I got Brita in the with some ice in a big plastic tumbler.
And?
A plastic Starbucks, reusable venti Starbucks.
Yeah, I don't know why I ever bought this glass, but I do use it.
Do you ever bring it to Starbucks for refills?
There was a time when I did, yeah. And now I'm like, why was I thinking
that time of your life? You've closed that chapter of your life?
Yeah, I'm less of like a Starbucks fucking simp these days.
You put away childish things.
How dare you say that to me, a sous vide fan from way back in the day.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are good.
Tim, those cubes melted yet?
The cubes are, there's three little soft baby cubes up top. Mm. I'm having a bad water experience, and I'll tell you why. This is an interesting thing about water. I hadn't thought about this pre-pod. I thought I was going to chug this and love it. But then I remembered. Hmm. Water, it's a crapshoot. It's not until, as Will Ferrell would say, when it hits your lips.
Right.
I sort of lose track of my hydration, and sometimes I start drinking water, and my body, like, sucks it down.
Wants
like,
it.
Go, you can tell. And it tastes so good, and it wants it. I'm like, yeah. I was dehydrated and right. My peristalsis was taking over and I needed this water.
Your hand wanted to come down off your lips, but your lips grabbed it and then the suction of your like esophagus was like just pulling it
We're
in.
We're not done.
That happens to me a lot. And then especially, yeah, like after a jog or in the summer or whatever, you drink water and you're like, whoa, wow. I'll tell you this. On a day like today, I'm feeling a little under the weather and I was actually drinking a hot toddy when we started the pod.
Which so what's that, whiskey and hot water?
Whiskey, lemon, hot water. I put a little sugar and clove in there, too.
So no tea? Wait a minute. I thought hot toddy was tea. I know we covered it, but that was like two years ago.
People make it with tea, but that's an expanded Lux package. Okay. It doesn't need tea. But I don't know whether it's just me. I think, these were big hot toddies I was drinking, filling them up very high with the hot water. Plus, I drank water earlier today, so I'm hydrated. But here's the thing, guys. My mouth, being that I'm a little bit sick, my mouth just didn't, this water was sort of like, you know when you're like, you got a sick mouth? It's got kind of sores in it. And I drank this water looking for refreshment.
Yeah.
And all I'm getting is like the cold temperature of this water is just sort of like upsetting all my mouth sores.
Stinging
like,
the cracks of your mouth.
this part of my tongue is like, I don't like that. And then the top of my mouth is like, don't come over here. I don't want that. You know?
I'm sick.
And all I'm sort of getting is just sort of, it just made me feel kind of confused and scrambled. It's not, I'm not going to be able to get this pint down, I'll tell you that.
Damn.
I'll tell you, I have a water horror story for you. A couple days ago, a week, I'm doing hard-boiled eggs in the morning. Nice. Boiling up some water, boiling up a pot. And I must have been distracted, right? This is early in the morning. I'm dumping out the boiling water, trying to keep the eggs in. But I'm like multitasking. I forget. And I get a little splash of the boiling water on my nude belly.
Ooh.
I had boxers on. I had boxers on protecting my little dinger. But it didn't save the belly button area. I don't know if you can see it. I have like I got like a full-on like burn on my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
And
is that still there?
Be careful.
Yeah. It's just like I got like a red mark below my belly button.
You're and, fucked.
I panicked, but I just froze. And I was like, just don't move. Don't let it spread. And then when I put everything down and I rubbed my stomach, like there was like a little bit of a film. And I was like, did part of the egg get in the water and get on my stomach? No. It was the top layer of skin I just like wiped off. It was so nasty.
Gruesome.
Nasty.
Nasty boy.
So water can be your friend and also your foe.
Here's something, Chris. Let me ask you this. You know when you boil up water for tea, let's say, usually in my case it's tea, and you pour it from the kettle or the pan or whatever into the mug?
Yeah.
Do you think it makes a different, like hot water makes a different sound when it's being poured? It's like a deeper like lapping sound. Is that crazy?
Lapping?
It's like, yeah, I don't like the sound of it. Now look.
Yeah.
I may have just outed myself as someone with a very acute mental problem who needs to be.
You got some low sanity levels over there.
I wonder if you have the normal pouring of water sound, but you also have a very subtle steam sound. Oh, and together,
whatever it is, it's specific to me, and I dislike it.
Damn.
It's one of my things, I guess. One of my little quirks. One of my nice little quirks.
I don't like your quirks.
Now, you probably saw me drinking that water, and I finished it. And I knew it was going to be bad because I'm in a hotel. But I also got some other type of water that I think might be pretty good.
Evian!
Wow.
The handman picked himself up a 1-liter bottle of Evian.
That was the first bottled water I ever heard of. And it was name brand. Like, oh, would you like an Evian? I was like, what's an Evian? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Evian, it sounds rich.
It's the expensive one, but I don't think
it's luxury.
It wasn't the most expensive. I went to Target and it was like $2.75 or something. Which
I think it was expensive. Like back in the day when we just thought of the concept of paying for water as being expensive, we're like Evian is for rich people.
Yeah,
but now waters are all the same fucking price.
And I'm sure I've had this before, but I haven't had it in a long time. Usually, if I get a bottle of water, it's like the cheap, man, like Poland Spring.
It's so funny how many luxury ones have kind of come and gone too. Like, do you remember Voss that came in like,
oh, yeah.
It was VOSS. It came in like a ooze cylinder.
Oh yes, yes, yes. And the cap, it was like a big, thick cap.
Big, thick cap. And then also Fred water, which was shaped like a,
carton, like a milk carton.
Or no, like a, it was shaped like a flask. Oh, it was like
yes,
flat.
Yes, yes.
It was like Fred, and they used to have them at Ace Hotels.
I used to use one of those jogging. Like, yeah, it was the perfect, I mean,
it was
like,
very good
holding your hand jogging.
Or for, like, sneaking into, like, a haunted hayride or something.
Yeah, they don't let you bring your own water in a haunted hayride.
And then this, finally, oh, wait, go, sorry, talk about the Evian.
This is great. This is so much better than the crap I just drank out of the tap. Made by the French Alps. Hmm. And you know that's going to be good. Melted, so this is melted snow, basically. Mm.
Damn.
You don't even taste it. It's just like, it's in your mouth and then it's in your stomach. There's no mouth feel. There's nothing.
That's good.
Wonderful.
Good
Wonderful.
pH balance, I bet.
The best.
You know, Jaden Smith was like the founder, or maybe not founder, but he's like the hot shot behind Just Water, the one that comes in like a paper carton.
Mm. Oh, that's what I was thinking of. Yes. It's funny to start a water company.
It is. It is.
Maybe we should.
Slop water. Hey, that Liquid Death is doing pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, shit. They really got something going for themselves.
And they got flavors now. And I heard it's like...
Are they good?
It's great because they don't sweeten it too much. It's not like a Spindrift or whatever. It's almost like they expressed a lemon over the water.
Ooh.
Just nice. The essence.
You know what that like... The Liquid Death, the whole thing with it is, it's supposed to, you know, it looks like a 16-ounce can of, like, a craft beer or
yeah.
something.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was to, like, or the appeal of it is, like, people get it at concerts, and you just kind of look like everyone else, and you don't, like...
It's for sober people,
you're not holding
people,
a water. Yeah, and you don't look like you're holding a water bottle, because you could be like, oh, that's kind of lame looking. I look like everybody else. That's
but
great.
Now the secret's out. You see a Liquid Death, and you say, dork!
Well, yeah. But you're not tricking anyone, but also it's like, well, why does water have to look like the lamest possible thing in your hand? You know, this could be kind of cool.
You know what I hate for water containers is if you pull it out of a water dispenser and it's like the cone shape.
Oh,
that's so stupid. Stupid.
I like that as a little challenge. The paper cone, it's melting, it's falling into my hand. I better drink fast. Whoa.
Well, it doesn't like fit in my, it's like, it doesn't sit in my hand well.
Now the onus is on me.
Plus to pull them out, you have to like smush a whole bunch of them to get it out.
I feel like you see that at a Jiffy Lube and nowhere else. Who's got the cones anymore?
Now I go to put it down, it spills all over the Jiffy Lube paperwork.
All right. For second rounds, would you do anything different?
Oh, I kind of did my second round. It was the Evian.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
And from this, no, I would do nothing different. It's perfect water.
I'm going to pour a room temp water, and then I'm gonna compare room temp to cold.
Ooh.
Nice. All right, folks. We're going to take a little break, and we'll see you back here after the ads.
See you soon.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
We're back with round two of water. I filled up my big old glass and I squeezed a quarter of a lemon in there. You don't want it to be lemonade. You don't want it to be lemon flavored, but with this much water, you're going to want about a quarter lemon.
Agreed.
Lemon, that's kind of a restaurant water, but if you'd done cucumber, we'd call it a spa water.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that cucumber. When you go to a water tap thing and there's the cucumbers in there. I don't really like when they do the strawberry in there. I don't think I really...
That's a little much.
Michael!
That's
a little much. But the cucumber, it's just enough flavor.
I feel like the strawberry one's for show.
Yeah.
I did something interesting this round. I did two things. First, I got a pint of straight from the tap, lukewarm water, no cubes or anything. But then, even better, I got a package. I got a package of moon cheese, crunchy cheddar bites.
Whoa.
These are really good.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's just what I got from the kitchen when I went in there.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Moon bites. Moon cheese.
Ooh, this moon cheese is...
Don't chew on the mic. They don't like it. Oh, how could you?
Jeff, I think you just went way up in your volume, did you not?
Oh, I shrieked.
Okay. Oh, that was... Okay.
Wait, here's my lukewarm sip. You know what? I have to rethink my whole water thing because I think that my melty cube thing is better in the hot months.
Mm.
But here we are, the cold months. My tap is nice and cold, and this was great. Great.
I love it.
Nice.
And my Evian's fantastic, and that's all I know.
Well, would you order it again?
Yes. 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 Water, you have to. It's a Stone Cold classic.
I agree, Mike. It's an order again. It has to be. Stone Cold classic. Tim?
Nothing to it.
Do you agree?
Yep. Order again. Also, remember during the drought days in LA where they weren't allowed to bring you water unless you ordered it?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, they wouldn't just bring water for the table. You'd have to say, can I get a water?
At a restaurant.
We also did that with napkins, remember? Where it's like, no napkins unless you ask.
Yeah, and now they're taking away my straws? Show me the turtle. It's just too much. It's too much.
Well, that's it for water.
That's it for water, but I was thinking maybe you guys, as we are finishing our waters up, might be interested in something known as the water quiz.
Oh!
Jeff, maybe on that in post, maybe put in like a splashy sound or something, like a something water related.
Gathunk chug.
A toilet flush.
Okay.
Plunge.
Here we go. These are questions. I'm going to reorder it here because I think I don't want to open with that question. Okay.
It's really cool to get this peek behind the curtain. The quiz master.
It's a real thought behind the water quiz.
Last minute edits to the quiz.
Here we go. The water quiz. It's a blurred out. I'm not sure if there's any bonus points or anything yet. We'll see how the quiz goes. I think maybe it'll be revealed. Okay.
Okay.
When one is said to pass water, they are actually passing this.
Urine.
I have piss here, but yes, urine. Jeff with the urine.
What? Mm-hmm. That was a tie.
No.
Is that Los Feliz drag?
No, I said it at the very same time.
No, you didn't.
No.
If you did, it was an illusion.
Well, you know what? The listeners know, and time will tell. And then I shall have my day.
America's Cup is a prestigious event for this water sport.
Water polo.
Regatta. Sailing.
Sailing. Oh. The T-Man. He's been out of the water.
Sailing.
Tim owns his own. He has a sailing license, do you not?
I own my own sailing license.
You own your sailing license.
I don't own a boat, but I own. I'm the sole proprietor of that license.
This chemical compound is frozen to make ice.
Water.
H2O.
Jeffy.
H2O. Chemical compound.
I'll give it to Jeff because the answer is water. I had water down.
Because the answer is.
They.
That's not fair. You're going to call water a chemical compound? Hey, what are you drinking? Oh, water. What's that? A chemical compound? No, it's a liquid.
No.
Not a liquid. You should have said liquid. When you say chemical compound, you entered a verbal contract that the answer was H2O.
Tim, you got to understand, Mike is so familiar with this stuff, he's got a shorthand.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, you know what's interesting about the water quiz? You're not going to like this. But if you argue your point...
What?
You get a point! It's 2-2.
No!
Yes!
So wait,
you know, I didn't even know that.
He didn't get the initial point. I got the point, but then he argued, so he got a point as well?
He argued his point, so he got a point. But here's the thing. Uh-huh. You can't just make that the thing now.
Right.
Okay.
Because then we'd get nowhere.
Okay.
What happens if you make it the thing? Do you get a point deducted?
If it's made the thing, but you don't... But if you don't make it the thing, but it's like made the thing, that you get another point.
All right.
Oh.
That one's very...
It's tough. Made the thing. Oh, it was made the thing, yes.
Yeah. Could be just, you know, you just get that feeling when it's like made the thing. Okay. Question four. They are associated with the way of water.
Navi.
That's right, Jeff, the Navi.
Associated.
Coming at you. This. Have you guys seen it yet? I still got to see it.
No.
I still got to see the way of water.
Yeah, I still got to do that.
It's something I got to do. All right. So now that's the thing. The Navi, that's the answer. He holds the record for most goals played in a sport on frozen water.
Wayne Gretzky.
Jefferson.
What? No.
Timid, but he got it.
This is the timing is fucked here. I said that at the same time as Jeff.
No way.
Damn,
and I said it louder. And I'm making a thing out of it.
You said it more confidently.
I'm making a thing out of it. I am making it a thing.
Tim, I wish you hadn't said you're making it a thing because it proved to me that you're trying to make it a thing. And that is no way to
made.
That is no way to get a point in this game.
No, but Mike, is it a way to lose a point?
Ooh.
No.
Just because...
I'm just asking how the quiz works.
No, but you asked it in this way that's like, oh, maybe I can influence the judge, which is a way to get the other person a point.
No!
Get the point.
Yeah.
4-3. It is 4-3.
Neck and neck.
And it shouldn't be this close, Jeff. It should not be this close because you're doing so well.
Yeah, no,
Jeff,
I agree.
It's like you don't know all the different rules of the water quiz.
These three songsters suggested we not chase water that is falling in their hit song.
TLC?
TLC, right. Fuck!
TLC.
Songsters.
The Songsters.
Yeah, they're songs.
But the way that was worded, it kind of seemed at the end like we were looking for the song name.
Right. I thought you were looking for their individual names, their individual artist names. And I said, you know what? Just say TLC, see what happens.
Yep. It's just get something out there. That's a good way to do the water quiz. Mm. The ocean is made of water.
Yes.
Sure.
Name the world's smallest ocean.
Indian Ocean.
Arctic.
Arctic.
Fuck my fucking life.
Arctic.
And everything in it.
Your boy knows water, doesn't he?
Take the Arctic plunge.
If it were up to me, this whole quiz would take a Titanic plunge, never to be seen ever again.
All right, hold on. What is the score here? It's let's see here. We got
go ahead and tally it up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6-3.
Okay.
I'm hoping Tim can, because he's had some luck on not getting
the quizmaster shouldn't hope anything.
I don't know, because I want to. The quizmaster should hope for a good game.
Yeah. A fair, even, fair and even sport.
The quizmaster shouldn't hope anything. He should hope that his questions
relayed clearly
stimulate the minds of the players and listeners. All right. Here we go. This word I'm looking for is a way to describe a person's impressive and trendy appearance.
Wet. Dripping.
Drip.
I'm looking for drip.
Tim got it.
I don't know. I think Jeff gets that one. But Tim, I'll give you a couple. I'll throw a couple points on for you. Boom, boom.
Wait. I'll throw a couple points on for you. Boom, boom. What does that mean?
It means I forgot what the
This is chaos. It's
good. I forgot what the score was, so I got to count again. Jeff has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and Tim has 1, 2, 3, 4. Five.
I feel like I had 6 last time we counted, and I got like 2 questions since then. Are
right,
you
right? No, it was 6-3, and now it's 7-5.
Are you quite sure?
I think so. Well, Jeff, for questioning my Tim gets another point, okay. And Tim gets
yes.
You know, Tim gets 2 points, but and now it's all tied up.
No,
whoa, Tim is doing good in the water quiz.
It's tied up here at the end because you know I realized as the Quizmaster, I sort of realized this quiz was sort of basic and bogus and lame, so I need to think of some way to make it exciting. You see?
Oh, all right.
You don't have that fear about the whole episode being kind of basic.
No, I think this episode has been very exciting.
Oh, boy. I think this is not one of our best episodes.
Yeah. Also, usually I can lean on the fact that we've had some drinks and I'm not making any sense, but this is just...
I had a hot toddy.
The way I am, I guess. It was the way I am. All right, here we go. Last question.
Yes.
This hydrated band... wait. Okay. This hydrated band made an album that sits at number 8 on the Guardian's top 50 albums of 2022.
Wet Leg.
Whoa, Jefferson wins. You win the water quiz.
Yes!
You won the water quiz. That's exciting.
It's only right.
That's exciting.
My God.
I did rather poorly.
You like to see that. Yeah, you didn't really get many of them at all, Tim. I think maybe you had none.
I think I had one early on.
Oh, come on. It was a good quiz.
I got on the board.
You did, and then you made a lot of your points by making it a thing and... just being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, you get the scratch off. Scratch away, my man.
Nice. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you want more boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode, and Questions for Lennon, our monthly bonus episode, ooh, run by our very own Mike Hanford.
Yes, yes, yes. Folks, we just want to let you know we are going to get back to business as usual next week.
Yes.
Yes. We're drinking cocktails next week, folks. We're going to get blitzed. We're going to get shitzed.
Bye, folks.
Bye.